Welcome, everybody, to the Across the Sky podcast, our Lee Enterprises National Weather Podcast. I'm meteorologist Joe Martucci, hanging out here in New Jersey. Join with me is our full roster of meteorologists on the Lee Weather team. We have Sean Sublett in Richmond, Matt Holliner in Chicagoland, and Kirsten Lang in Tulsa. Everyone, it is the holiday season, and we're recording this on December the 7th. How's your holiday shopping going, Matt, so far?
What holiday shopping? You know, come on. You know I do it last minute.
I
kind of like going to the store too. You know, when you talk about shopping versus online shopping, like I do like, you know, being in the Christmas spirit and actually walking through the store and looking for gifts. I know a lot of, you know, online shopping, which we're going to talk about in this episode, is real popular, but I like the traditional listening to the Christmas music, walking around. But I'm not going to start early. I'm not going to do it on Black Friday. I'm going to do it the weekend before Christmas. That'll be
Pearson, when I do save, Christmas save me here. Please tell me, because I'm already getting anxiety hearing from Matt. Please tell me you're kind of on your way.
I'm like halfway there.
All right, that's good.
I'm halfway there. And I probably need to get on it because I feel like some of my gifts this year are, what's the word I'm looking for? Like personalized, you know, like a mug with a monogram on it, you know? And so here we are and got about a week down in December. So I definitely need to probably get on that. But, you know, we do actually have 4 weekends in December this month. Because if you want to count, you know, the 23rd, 24th, because the 25th lands on a Monday. So it gives you, Matt, an extra couple days to get out there in the cold in Chicago and pick up some more gifts, which I don't know why.
I will say, because Christmas is on a Monday, I won't do it the Saturday or Sunday, like the 2 days before Christmas on Monday. I'll do it the weekend before that one.
Oh, okay.
So, a little bit. So I won't do it last minute, like 2 days before. But still, it's definitely not on my agenda right now.
Yeah,
Sean,
if he did
where are you on this debate?
I'm about halfway there. We're actually going out this Saturday because the weather's going to be nice here in Virginia to kind of finish that up. But I'm more than halfway.
All right, good. Yeah, I'm probably a little over halfway as well, you know. But we are going to do some in-person shopping next Friday. That's the 15th. So far, everything's been online so far. So this all segues into our topic for today, and that's about online holiday shopping and the weather. Yes, we can make weather about anything, even if it's about computers and shopping online where you don't have to get off of your couch. But that's what we're going to talk about today. We have on John Cardinale, a personal friend of mine, someone I've known since I was about 5, actually. He was friends with my cousin, funny enough, and then really didn't see him until I went to Rutgers. But he's a good friend of mine. He's the director of search engine optimization at Tapestry in New York. We're going to talk about that. And he's talking about how things like rain or snow impact online sales. And it's not exactly what you think either. You're probably thinking rain's good. And yes, that's true, but only partially. So we're going to get into that conversation with him. We have other questions for John as well. His journey from meteorology, which he did graduate with a meteorology degree from, into SEO, and much, much more. So without further ado, here we go. John Cardinale coming up on the Across the Sky podcast. Okay, and we're going to bring on a very special guest, somebody that I've known since I was 5 on this podcast, 2 weeks in a row with a connection for me here. We welcome on John Cardinale. He's the director of search engine optimization for Tapestry in New York. John, I never thought we'd be sitting freshman year in intro to meteorology and now talking to you on a podcast, not about weather, well, not directly about weather, but about online sales, holiday shopping, and weather. So it's a pleasure to have you on.
Pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So I should say we got the inspiration for this article from my wife, who interviewed you first for a story on this. And I said, this was a good idea. I got to poach this one. So shout out to Shawnee for writing this story with you. You can catch it on spectrumnews1.com. It's about how weather impacts online sales. And obviously with the holiday season, no better time to talk about online sales than now. So John, in the article here, I want to start off with this. So you had a chart, and I don't know if it was your chart or if it was from the weather company about rainfall and sales. And You saw that as there was more and more rainfall in a 24-hour period, there was an online spend increase. And then once you got to about an inch, it started to slide down. I thought that was really interesting. So what I'm wondering is, are those the kind of things that you're actually paying attention to day to day?
There's a lot of companies that monitor that stuff because we look to see where these variables lead us and how we can use them to better market our products. That study wasn't mine. It's by Adobe, which is probably either the largest or second largest digital analytics company in the world. Like Google Analytics is a competitor. And essentially what they did was they looked at a number of different variables and they found rain specifically, to your point, Joe, actually had the biggest impact on consumer spending. Very interesting stuff. And, you know, the part here, and when you say look at it from a day-to-day perspective, that's a very aggregated study, right? You could think of trillions of data points that they looked at. Individual websites make up those points and different verticals will have different impacts, but like retail or company that sells handbags will be impacted differently than someone that sells, you know, tractor supply stuff. So it's definitely depends, but overall, yeah, it was interesting to see that as rain increased, there was a positive increase in online spending.
All right. So I'll take a step back now. You know, we went to Rutgers together because we both earned meteorology degrees from Rutgers. We have a picture of the two of us on graduation day. A lot of other stories we won't talk about here. But how did you get interested in SEO, you know, coming from a meteorology background? What was the pathway for you, you know, over the past 10 years since graduation?
Yeah, I feel like there are some meteorologists out here that take these kind of zigzag pathways. But honestly, in undergrad, Joe, and I think you knew this, I did about 3 years of climate research.
Yeah.
And from there, I found it so interesting around extremes. And one thing led to the next, started exploring corporate social responsibility, got my master's in public administration, and then jumped into marketing. And marketing was an interesting world because I first got exposed to search engine optimization there. Loved it. The idea of SEO and reverse engineering Google for search queries was something that I really found fascinating. And so fast forward, I really love retail, the complexity, the speed of it. It's absurd. And now I'm here and putting my passions together. Of course, weather's always still top of mind for me, right?
Of course.
And John, going back to the study by Adobe and the weather company, I found it interesting when it came to snow because there was a split across the country and what happens to online sales when there's snow. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I love that. That was very interesting. It was almost places that get snow and people that are used to snow weren't seeing an impact. And it's almost like, you know, they're like, oh, it's just a regular day-to-day for us. So there's nothing for them to even be concerned about. Whereas to your point, Matt, it did have a positive correlation when like a place like New York, which gets an average amount of snow per se, you would see an increase in sales. And so very fascinating. And then there was that other part, I think, Matt, you're talking about in the article that went to the extreme where if Austin, Texas saw snow, a negative impact on online sales. And again, it all has to do with, you know, we understand the basics of if it rains, people don't go to stores, but there's this consumer almost purchase intent, right? And how they're feeling in the moment from the weather. And we know that the weather kind of creates these types of emotions. So,
yeah, it showed that it pretty much in the southern half of the country, places that basically don't get snow very much, if there's any snow, online sales go down because everybody's out enjoying the snow and having a good time. Meanwhile, the northern half of the country, if it's a snowy day, it's not a big deal, you know, especially if it's just 1 or 2 inches of snow. So online sales went up, kind of like what you see with rainfall, unless there was a really big snow. I think it was over 8 inches or more. And then online sales start to go down because then it's really impacting people. And then people are like, oh, now this is a big deal. And then online sales went down. But I just thought, you know, it comes back to the very strong opinions about snow, the people who love it and the people who hate it. And it shows up in this as well. So I thought that was real interesting.
John, I want to go back actually to Joe's first topic about rain. And this may, you know, correlate with what we were talking about with Matt and the snow, but, you know, he was talking about how after an inch of rain, then they saw, or then it was showed that online sales went down. Why? Do you have any hypothesis as to why that would be after an inch?
Yeah. It was very interesting because their graph is very normally distributed. So it's like, there's still a positive relationship, but it's not the same. So like the 4% increase at, I think it was, like you said, around an inch, and then it decreases from there. Honestly, I think it has to do with just once you start getting above an inch of rain and you start to get towards more extremes, people's behavior definitely changes. You know, there could be, it could be tied to a hurricane or something where there's just a lot of other things going on that maybe online and shopping and other things are not top of mind. So I do think that there's this emotional part of the weather and extremes. And, you know, I do think that it's something that not just from a rain and precipitation perspective, but I feel like you could see it in other variables too. Like, I think there was wind, and as wind kind of changes, how people start to change as well. So, I think once you start getting towards the extremes, you start to see the change in behavior.
Yeah, to that point, to whatever comfort level you're allowed to speak of, are there any other things that you've noticed and can share about when we see a cold snap being forecast, you know, a day or two ahead of that, compared to, oh, now it's actually cold? Does people's behavior change in terms of what they're buying? And then flip it in a heat wave. Well, a heat wave is forecast the next 1 or 2 days. Do you see any kind of other spatial temporal patterns there nationally that you could comment on?
Well, actually, I'm going back to about 2017 when I first started to research this topic. It was interesting because what I found was precipitation had the biggest impact. So max and min temperatures did not drive as much of a noticeable change. And it's interesting because Adobe study, which is much more recent, confirmed a similar story. They also said precipitation had the biggest impact. So, Sean, not to not answer your question, but temperature max and mins didn't really have as much of an impact, at least from the sites that I looked at. And plus, it looks like what Adobe was coming to. But it doesn't mean that it won't change in the future. You know, I think it all goes back to extremes too. As extremes keep popping up and being more of a frequent idea, much more hotter temperatures or much more colder temperatures, it could be something that we start to measure and we start to see in the data.
John, just kind of, I'll kind of stay on that same topic, but like, I'm thinking of like different climatic regions, right? So like, you know, you think about the climate of Miami compared to New York, obviously different. Is there a difference between what would drive sales, online sales in certain climates compared to others? And maybe it's not temperature specifically, but other weather factors.
Yeah. And I think that's a super fascinating part about this. It's taking a step back. Each brand doesn't perform the same across the nation, right? You know, you can imagine it generally follows. And when I say brand, I just mean website. It generally follows the population, you know, New York, California, whatever. But there are differences. And so when we think of climate and changes across the nation, it really depends on what area you're looking at. So Joe, I do think it matters. If you're a business that is predominantly based in New York and most of your sales and most of your shipments go from New York, whatever the changes that's happening in that Northeast is most likely going to be impacting your business more. So if rain is increasing, like this study is showing, maybe you'll start to see even improvements in conversion rate on your website. But if it's going to become drier, that might also impact your business.
All good stuff. We're here with John Carnell, Director of SEO for Tapestry. We're going to come back to you after the break here on the Across the Sky podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to the Across the Sky podcast put on by our Lee Weather team. We have new episodes every Monday on your favorite local news website or wherever you get your podcasts. We are here with John Carnell. He is the Director of Search Engine Optimization at Tapestry in New York. Now, John, I failed because I should have asked you in the beginning what brands are in Tapestry. So I will ask you that question now. Could you tell me what brands are under the Tapestry umbrella?
Yes, of course. And that's an easy one. So there's Coach New York, which I'm sure most people are familiar with, Kate Spade, And then there's also Stuart Weitzman. So we have our three brands.
Awesome. Awesome. Good stuff. Not things I get for myself, but gifts I do get for other people on occasion. So that is good. All right. So we're going to talk more about search engine optimization in the weather and online sales and all that good stuff. You know, when we talk about as we go into the holiday season here, weather obviously more of a factor than other parts of the year. What are the things that you guys are looking for during the holidays, you know, when it comes to weather? Is there something we talk about outside of what we already talked about in the first half that you guys might be paying attention to, or is there something you're paying maybe more or less attention to?
I think even speaking just more generally in retail, consumer shopping habits are starting earlier too. And so the idea is if people are starting to look for jackets instead of October, now they're looking in September or August even, you know, trying to make sure we keep a good pulse and understanding of that so that we know when to market the products appropriately. I see that a bunch of websites doing that. You go to a homepage and you're not going to see sunscreen on it right now, right? You'll see more winter apparel. And so understanding when to put those types of products on your site and how it correlates with the weather, right? I think that's something that we haven't talked about that's super important.
And John, we hit on rain, snow, we talked about temperatures, but are there any other weather conditions that seem to have an impact on sales? Maybe wind, perhaps. Is there anything else that has popped up that seems to have an impact on online sales?
You know, when I was doing that study I was mentioning for in 2017, it's interesting because like when rain increases, there's this correlation with a decrease in sunlight. So when you look at some of those overcast types of variables that we might be able to capture in a data set, you do see the relationships, but at the same time, some of them, you know, it's not the direct correlation causation type of thing, but it's more of, you know, maybe the rain is driving it instead of sunshine. But I bring up sunshine because to your point, I know there's a ton of studies on how sunny days actually do improve consumer spending habits. And so that is something to study and think about as well for your site in terms of seeing how that relationship is.
Yeah, going back to what you just said about sunny versus cloudy, do you see any change in terms of general traffic during the course of the year, in terms of people buying things in general? Obviously, there are going to be seasonal peaks and valleys for different products. But in terms of overall, you know, what are consumers just busier in one time of the year versus the other? I mean, obviously the holidays are here, so everybody's buying stuff. But outside of that, are there any other kind of times a year where everything is kind of ticking up?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because having been in retail for a while now, one of my most interesting studied parts here is things like Amazon's Prime Day and the ability to create holiday-sized event in the middle of summer. So to your point, it almost depends on what product we're talking about, what website, what brand we're talking about. But at the same time, I definitely think that there's extremely interesting trends in consumer habits. Maybe not so much related to weather, that's a large top driving type of activity, but still the idea that from a consumer and from a product perspective and the changes over a year, there's a lot of trends there.
So John, let me go back a little bit into the actual search engine optimization part, you know, of this, right? I mean, I know like for us, what we do a lot of the time, you know, we're typing in SEO headlines, you know, for different news articles that are different than our web headlines. I'm wondering, can you relate that to the weather? Like, are you doing the SEO? Are you typing in, hey, this is what needs to go in the system? And what are some tips, you know, or what are some things that you found have been helpful to really get consumers to your websites in terms of maybe putting the right words in, or et cetera? And you don't have to give away any trade secrets while you do it, but is there a little maybe 30 or 60 second lesson you can give us on that?
Yeah, I was gonna say SEO is a whole topic of its own. I would say nothing specific for Tapestry, but just in general, you know, you could imagine that there's a lot of companies that try and play on the weather and sell products. You know, you can create a whole landing page that says, you know, what boots to wear when it rains. So when someone searches that, whenever it rains, if you're ranking organically for it, you know, you can get that traffic. So you'll create an entire landing page just to explain how someone can use your products to purchase during that time and during that weather event. You know, it also starts to play into, you know, you'll see this on a lot of websites. They create specific shops just for the fall, you know, specific shops for the spring. And it's not just showing their spring and fall collections, but it's also weather-based, right? There's going to be certain products that are in there, like you won't see sandals in the winter. So yeah, from an SEO perspective, it's really thinking of more of the larger evergreen type of climate changes that we kind of expect from seasons.
And I'm also wondering if, you know, coming back to a timing issue about when the weather occurs, we know the weather does have an impact on sales, but also timing. Did you find anything about days of the week, whether the weather was hitting on the weekend or on weekdays, if that makes an impact?
I haven't, but Adobe did. I know in that study, they showed the impacts were amplified on the weekends. And I think that's interesting, right? So if it rains on the weekend, you'll see it's stronger improvement from their study and online sales than on a weekday. And a lot of it could just be, you know, people are out shopping more on the weekends. You have a larger base possibly of shoppers to capture online than you do in foot traffic. So there definitely was a relationship there from that study.
Okay, one last one for me, thinking about time again. Is there a time of day where it kind of ticks up? Because when the internet was still getting big, you know, everybody would go shopping at work, you know, 9-10 in the morning, people have gone to work and they didn't have computers at home. And that's where they were doing their kind of shopping. Is that still kind of a thing where the traffic is kind of peaking in the morning, or is it more widely distributed throughout the course of the day nowadays?
It's actually, especially if you're a website that markets nationally, it's much later type of day frame, because then you have people logging on the West Coast and then the East Coast. And so as an aggregate, you do see that it follows kind of, you know, that time frame that you're thinking, but a little bit shifted throughout the day. So you may have people still converting on your website at midnight in the East Coast, but that's because a lot of them are probably in California.
And John, you know, you're one of the smartest people I know, and I mean that. No, I do. I mean that. So I'm wondering, as we go forward in time, you know, what interests you about the connection between online shopping, weather, search engine optimization? What's the next frontier, and what are you looking at?
I think there's a lot of great data that's being collected now and insights that are starting to be derived, but I think a lot of companies need to start utilizing it more, especially as we start to fine-tune regional targeting and marketing in specific areas. To me, what interests me is understanding how those consumer habits are going to change by location, and then being able to develop strategies and plans to essentially market them better and really speak to what those consumers are looking for in those areas. So to me, it's really, you know, trying to be as personalized as possible, essentially, because it definitely relates better to consumers.
Awesome. All right, John. Well, this was fun. I'm glad we got to talk about this, talk about, you know, everything that you've been doing over the past couple of years, Tapestry and elsewhere here. Means a lot. Before we get going with you, floor is yours. You want to talk about where people can find you or what you're doing, or any final thoughts? Floor is yours, my man.
Yeah, no, you can find me on LinkedIn. Feel free to add me, send any questions that anyone may have after this. And I usually do post if there are any interesting insights from some of that research that I'm allowed to share. I would share it on LinkedIn as well. So that's probably the best place to go.
John, it was a pleasure. We really appreciate it. Happy holidays to you and the family. Happy New Year too. And I'll see you soon. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, so John did a really nice job. I thought he would. He definitely articulate about what the research has found in terms of the weather. You know, it is interesting that, you know, rain does help sales as well as snow to a certain extent, and then it starts to drop off those returns on the profits that retail companies get. And that's just because simply things might be getting dangerous at that point, or at least hazardous. So what did you guys think? Sean, I'll start with you. What did you think of John and his information about SEO, holiday shopping, and the weather?
You know, I think it's very interesting. Some of this stuff was intuitive, right? If you just stop it and think about it. But, you know, the whole rain thing wasn't necessarily intuitive. So I really like what he brought here and saying in terms of the curiosity of SEO and kind of reverse engineering things and marketing and getting deep into the weeds of how consumers act. It's fascinating stuff. And again, this is, as they say, how the sausage is made, right? In terms of marketing and convincing people to buy the stuff, like, hey, thanks for subscribing to our podcast, you know, that kind of stuff. So I thought that was very interesting. And I was a little surprised at some of the trends in terms of time and time of year. But it was good stuff. Yeah, for sure.
And I'll come back to the regional differences, especially with snow. That stood out to me. Any amount of snow in the South and online sales are dropping because as we know, if you're from the South, any snow is a big deal and people are distracted by that. And they're not going to spend time online shopping. They're going to go out, take pictures of snow. If there's enough snow to play in and even build a little snowman, they are. So that doesn't surprise me that in the South, any snow is going to lower sales. But in the North, where they're more used to it, it's like, 1 or 2 inches of snow. What's the big deal? It's a snowy day. I don't want to go out. I'm going to go do some online shopping. And so how it boosted the sales when it was a small snow, but even the big snowstorms in the North, then sales start to dip down. So regional variations, but also how I like how when it gets extreme, you would think, oh, well, more snow means more sales until a certain limit. And more rain means more sales until a certain limit. And then sales start to drop because when the weather is extreme, then people start to get concerned about, wait a minute, suddenly online shopping isn't the priority anymore. And so then sales start to drop. So the regional variations and how when there's extreme weather, then the story starts to change and sales actually do start to drop and they don't go up.
I just think he has a cool background and I think it's a neat job. I think all of that is very neat. I love it when people take their passions and then they combine them and you know, make a career out of it. So it was cool to listen to him talk.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show, and we've talked about this a few times throughout the course of our podcasting here, that, you know, there's a number of people who go into meteorology and they stay with it, but there's another people who get out. And it just, you know, for something that probably for a lot of people you've liked your whole life, is just, it's always interesting to see how you make that transition and how there's always still some weather you carry with you. It's hard to fully shake the weather bug when you've been interested in it for so long. And for someone like John, that's certainly the case here. So it was nice to have him on. Looking ahead, man, we only got a couple more episodes until 2023 is over. One, to be specific, one more episode, and that's going to be next Monday here. We're going to talk about 10 things to know about the weather. The four of us are going to kick it around and talk to you about 10 things to know about the weather. We are taking a break the week between Christmas and New Year's. However, on New Year's Day, which is a Monday, we'll have a fresh episode for you. And that's going to be the 2023 U.S. Weather and Review. And then on the 8th in January, you'll have to pull out your new calendar for this one. But as we go into January 8th, we're talking about seasonal affective disorder. We are in the darkest part of the year here, and there's definitely an increase in appointments with psychologists about seasonal affective disorder. So we're going to talk about that and, of course, many, many more topics to come. You can also shoot us an email. That's podcast@lee.net. If you want to chat with us or anyone on the team here, podcast@lee.net. Or if you're really feeling up to it and you want to give us a call, you certainly can do that. You can give us a call on our hotline. Phone number is 609-272-7099, 609-272-7099. That is the New Jersey area code. I might even answer the phone if you call it. So you can give us a shout there. Anything else we need to talk about, guys, before we wrap it on up? Looks like we're good. Everybody's giving me shaking head saying no, so that's good. We're going to wrap it up for this episode of the Across the Sky podcast. We'll be back with you next Monday, wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate you listening, and have a great week.